Ever wonder why some real estate investors consistently build wealth while others struggle despite market conditions? The answer isn't luck or connections, it's mastery of financial analysis. Real estate success is fundamentally a numbers game. Unlike get-rich-quick schemes, sustainable wealth comes from rigorous financial evaluation that helps investors avoid costly mistakes and identify genuinely profitable opportunities. The most successful investors understand that behind every property lies an income stream, and knowing how to properly analyze that stream separates the professionals from the amateurs. When evaluating potential investments, you're not just buying a physical asset, you're purchasing a financial instrument that generates returns through multiple channels. By mastering key financial metrics, you transform from someone who hopes properties will perform well to someone who knows exactly what to expect. This knowledge gives you the confidence to walk away from seemingly attractive deals with hidden flaws and move quickly on opportunities others might overlook, because you can see the true value beneath the surface. Real estate wealth flows through four distinct channels. Cash flow is the money remaining after all expenses are paid. For example, a six-unit apartment building generating $64,800 in annual rent with $39,775 in expenses yields $25,025 in positive cash flow. Investors typically maintain 3 to 6 months of operating expenses as reserves. Appreciation represents growth in property value over time. A $1 million property might later sell for $1,450,000, delivering $450,000 in appreciation. This can occur naturally through market forces or be forced through strategic improvements. Loan amortization means your tenants effectively help purchase the property. When part of your mortgage payment reduces principal, you gain equity paid for by your tenants. This forced savings grows as the principal portion increases over time. Tax shelter protects income through deductible expenses, mortgage interest, and depreciation. With $64,800 in rental income, $22,975 in operating expenses, $32,000 in mortgage interest, and $8,000 in depreciation, your taxable income would be just $1,825, despite having $8,225 in positive cash flow. Before purchasing property, critically analyze all income and expense data. Key terms include gross scheduled income, potential rent, vacancy allowance, estimated losses, gross operating income, actual collections, operating expenses, maintenance costs, and net operating income, remainder after expenses. Compare expenses with similar properties to identify discrepancies. In analyzing property A against comparables, suspicious patterns emerged. Unusually low electricity costs, repair expenses of just 1.34% versus normal 6-7%, and missing expenses for advertising, lawn care, snow removal, and trash collection. A reconstructed statement revealed a realistic 43.9% expense ratio versus the seller's claimed 35.7%. These anomalies should trigger questions. Higher insurance might indicate code violations. Missing categories could signal deferred costs, and low repair expenses might suggest neglected maintenance. Always verify everything. Examine actual leases rather than summaries. Review tax bills, check utility bills, and request property-related tax return sections. Owners rarely overstate income or understate expenses on tax returns. Understanding a property's true value is essential for all stakeholders. Unlike homes, income property value is determined objectively by its income stream, primarily through net operating income, NOI, what a property returns annually if purchased for cash. To calculate NOI, start with gross scheduled income. Subtract vacancy allowances to get gross operating income, then subtract operating expenses. Operating expenses include costs necessary to maintain the property, utilities, supplies, maintenance, property management, taxes, but exclude loan payments, depreciation, capital expenditures, and income taxes. This distinction matters because NOI forms the foundation of income property valuation. A real estate investment represents an income stream, not just a physical structure. When market conditions change, the NOI typically remains stable, while the capitalization rate investors demand shifts, affecting property value. Cash flow represents your property's checkbook, all income minus all expenses. Taxable income starts with NOI and accounts for financing costs and tax deductions. Cash flow after taxes, CFAT, provides the most meaningful bottom line by connecting cash flow and taxable income calculations. Since ancient times, property owners have sought ways to measure investment success. The payback period measures recovery time for initial investment. A $100,000 investment generating $20,000 annually has a 5-year payback period. Cash-on-cash return compares annual cash flow to initial investment. A $10,000 cash flow on a $100,000 investment yields a 10% return. Both metrics rely solely on cash flow, which can be manipulated by deferring maintenance. The capitalization rate, cap rate, is the ratio between a property's net operating income and its value. Unlike cash flow measures, cap rate isn't affected by mortgage terms. Its main advantage is widespread understanding among real estate investors. Internal rate of return, IRR, accounts for both magnitude and timing of all cash flows in a single percentage. With a $15,565 initial investment generating $1,000 annually for 4 years plus $21,000 in the fifth year, the IRR is 11%. IRR is highly sensitive to timing. Receiving large cash flows earlier significantly increases your return. Different property types offer distinct investment profiles. The apartment case study reveals a crucial due diligence lesson. Initial figures showed 16 units generating $266,400 gross income with a $2.2 million valuation. However, after accounting for vacancies, repairs, maintenance, and property management, the NOI dropped from $196,600 to $135,588, reducing the true value to $1.5 million, a $700,000 difference. Mixed-use properties combine commercial and residential spaces, offering diversification but requiring knowledge of different lease structures. Commercial tenants typically pay base rent plus expense recoveries for property taxes and insurance, while residential units provide stable income with simpler leases. Triple net leases, NNN, are commercial arrangements where tenants pay base rent plus taxes, insurance, and maintenance costs, protecting owners from operating expenses. In our pharmacy building case study, a 2.28% cash-on-cash return seems modest but offers lower risk through tenant stability, long-term leases, and minimal management requirements. The journey to real estate investment success begins with mastering financial concepts. While the mathematics might initially seem daunting, the principles are straightforward. Excel templates and financial calculators can handle computations, allowing you to focus on interpretation and decision-making. Real estate investing is fundamentally a numbers game. Emotional aspects, a property's appearance, location, or personal attachment should always take a backseat to financial analysis. A beautiful building with inadequate returns is a poor investment, while an ordinary property with strong cash flow can build substantial wealth. Successful investors approach opportunities with healthy skepticism, verifying all seller information through thorough due diligence. This includes reviewing operating statements, leases, maintenance records, and obtaining multiple contractor estimates. By mastering key financial measures, you'll recognize when to walk away from seemingly attractive deals with hidden flaws and when to pursue overlooked opportunities. This knowledge transforms you from a hopeful investor relying on others' advice to a confident decision maker. In real estate, the numbers never lie, and those who understand them best ultimately build the greatest wealth.